Well, Lou, another one, another podcast, all this fun that's going on. It's brilliant. I mean, I'm so glad we do this every week because it really does sort of bring home to me that there's so much going on. And I've heard you've got some stuff about the menu changing at a coffee shop or something that you were talking about.
Yeah, just put it live yesterday. Southie Coffee is a wonderful coffee shop on Osborne Road. So they've been going for 7 years. And obviously they've been through a tough time sort of with the pandemic. You know, they were closed, then they were open for takeaway. And I think that they're just feeling really excited about the new year and they're really wanting to push. They used to do really good supper clubs there. So they're going to bring that back. They've got an amazing menu. And I don't know if you've ever gone in there, John, but they do really cool. They do a cinnamon bun, which is it's really famous there. It's really nice. It's like a big, dense, lovely bun. And they do amazing.
To my shame, I haven't been in there. But now you said about the cinnamon bun, I think there's so much good stuff, isn't there? I mean, next to me, there's a Broadway coffee, and they're just refurbishing at the moment. They're going to they're doing it all out. There's going to be, and they're going to have a beer there that I haven't had since I was a kid called Hofmeister, and it used to say follow the bear. That was the slogan for Hofmeister Lager. So they're going to have that on draft, which is
I remember that. So who is it that makes that?
Hofmeister make it.
Hofmeister, oh yeah.
Yeah.
What am I like? Who is it that makes that, John? that'll be Hofmeister. I don't know why, but I'm just thinking, I think it's because we're so surrounded by all these amazing independent kind of, you know, breweries. We're spoilt for choice, John. That's what it is.
So this week then, very exciting, got a guest on to talk about icebreaker festivals. Now, I don't know much about, I must be honest, I'm going to hang my head in shame, I don't know much about it. So you introduced Mike, Lou, because you've actually been to one of these.
Yeah, so we've got our lovely guest this week is Mike Hartley from Icebreaker Festival. So welcome, Mike.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Nice to have you on. So, I mean, we've met I came to Icebreaker a couple of years ago when the last time that you did it. And I absolutely loved it. And I loved it because it's a great atmosphere. Lots of people are out and it's spread over quite a few venues all in Southsea. So you're going to chat to John and we're going to find out a bit more about it.
So I've not been along, and Lou's talking there about the different venues, etc. So if someone is like me, not gone to this festival before, and it's coming up in a couple of weeks, isn't it? Yeah. Just tell me about, you know, what is it? What is the Icebreaker Festival all about?
So the Icebreaker Festival is about showcasing young, upcoming and unsigned bands across multiple venues in Southsea, across two roads. The idea is that you purchase one wristband and you can go and watch who you like. So it's for one price, and you can go and view as many as one, or if you can, 88 different acts.
88. That's an amazing.
It's a lot. It's about enjoy. It's, from a customer's perspective, it's about exploring new acts, exploring people that you wouldn't necessarily know, and end up loving them, and end up being one of your favourite local bands, and you're going to see them again. Their own shows or Victorious or wherever, but so it's about basically showcasing all the acts that are playing.
Yeah.
So why did you get involved, Mike? What's your background and what led you to doing this?
So my background is I've been in the local music scene for 21 years now. So I've been in various bands as a bass player and a drummer, and then one of our old bands, who were called the Underground Pilots, we set up a promotions company back in 2013, I think it was, called Pilot Promotions. And we just offered the Fat Fox every other Friday.
Yeah.
And at the time, there was a festival called Southsea Fest around, which is a similar sort of style to ours, but they had a bit more established acts and bigger as such. And we wanted to do something. We wanted to try putting on our own festival because, you know, why not? The shows at the Fat Fox were really successful in terms of the bands that we put on were having big crowds just to play. And again, that's just because of they heard a noise and they came in. That's how.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was free entry before 10 o'clock, I think it was. So on a Friday night, on Albert Road, people would just hear a noise and come in and listen to it. So we wanted to try and do that on a larger scale. And then I think the best thing is the time of year for us, where we thought that January is a complete dead month and then it will take ages to build up through the year into the summer. But we put on a show on the last Friday of January at the Fat Fox, and we thought it was going to be quiet. So, and it ended up being absolutely rammed because it was that last Friday of January.
Yeah.
We're having their Christmas hangover and, you know, miserable 5 week month in January. And they're like, right, it's going to let off steam. And it literally
and
was rammed.
Been paid front
to back, rammed. And we thought, well, let's do it this time of year because there's nothing else going on. And
no.
And why not? And then, yeah, so the first year we put on 2015 was six venues from the Wedge down to the Poly. There's something like 50 or 60 bands. I don't think it was even that. And it was SSS. And then it just went from there, strength to strength. And we've done different things. We've done 2 days. We've gone back to 1 day. You know, the beauty about our festival is that it just seems to strive every year. And we have our own sort of following as well. You know, regulars who just want to come to Icebreaker because they know what they're going to get, which is bands that they know, bands they don't know. And the combination is just a really nice, a nice experience for them.
That's cool. So how do you find the bands? How, you know, what's the process of bands that come and play for you?
So the majority of the bands that play, they submit an application via our website. We have openings throughout the year and then we shut them off. And then we, all five of us who are part of the festival, listen to them all. Mm-hmm. So we have our list split into our ways. We all listen to them. And then we collate a short list, and then we listen to them together as a group, and then we choose the bands from there. So other than the headliners, we go after, we chase the headliners ourselves. We know we have an idea of who we want to headline, which stage, and then we go for them. So then everyone else is picked from this list.
Who's headlining, Mike?
So we've got headliners per stage. So at the Wedge Rooms, we've got Hallen, who are... But I mean, they are flying at the moment.
Oh,
local
they're
bands.
Amazing band. I love them. They've got a really sort of unusual sound, haven't they, Mike?
Yeah.
To me, they sound a bit like Talking Heads. They've just got this.
Oh,
you
really?
Listen to them, awesome. And you can't pick where you've got that feeling about them from. But you know, it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. And they play for us. I can't remember how many times they've been at Icebreaker Festival, but they've just grown in terms of where they are with us and obviously with themselves, with plays on BBC Radio 1. The UK tours are just constantly around the country. So they're in the Wedge Rooms. You've got Neverman in the Edge of the Wedge, again, a local band.
Good.
Who are doing really, really well for themselves. Mm. And in the Vaults, we've got Brave Rival. I don't know if you know Brave Rival. A really, really good band, female fronted band, and just so much like energy and I can't even another word, like energy and passion, and it's just really very good fun.
Exactly.
Me and the Moon in the other stage in the Vault.
Oh yeah, good band. Yeah,
yeah,
I like them.
And they'll be a full band as well.
Do you know who I really like is the band Slant, who are coming on before Hallan.
Amazing,
and there's two girls that sing, John, and one girl just looks like Blondie, and the other girl looks like a young Susan Sarandon. And between
the
energy that they've got on stage is amazing. So I definitely recommend people to go.
I had a big crush on Blondie when I was a kid. Big crush. So when people come along to the, I mean, they go on to, you've got a site and you've also got an app, haven't you, that people can go on to. Where do they download the app from? Do they just go to the app store?
Yes, it's not. So basically, I think the app that we refer to is called the Clash Finder.
Right.
So it's not necessarily, it's not one of our apps. It's
I see.
It's a Clash Finder app. So It's an easier way to have a live track of who's playing and what time, and you can select bands that you want to watch, and then they will, you know, you can print it out. So you select who you want throughout the day, take it with you, and you can be able to see with the time and everything. And then our website is just icebreakerfestival.com.
We've got a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah. We're not on TikTok.
No.
Apparently that's all in. Yeah. Apparently it's an in thing.
It's a big thing. Well, TikTok.
I thought it was just people doing silly dances on it. That's what I thought. But then what do I know? Hey?
One of our newer members in the group is she's trying to promote us to go to TikTok. So we'll see.
So what I was going to ask, Mike, is, you know, for people that really want to sort of guarantee to see artists, what's the best way for them to sort of, is there a bio of the bands on the website to tell people a bit of information about what they can expect with them playing, or what's the best way for them to find out about the band so they can plan on the day who they're going to go and want to see?
Yeah, so on our website, there's a section which is a listening section, so we have most of the bands on Spotify playlist, so they can listen to that. They also can be, you know, through our Facebook page, we tag every band in the posts for that stage. They can go and view their profile and listen to their music as well. And another thing we recommend is people just take it in and just walk into a venue.
Yeah, take pop luck on it and just go in. Yeah. You could be surprised.
Yeah. Like a lucky dip. Yeah. Luck and marriage.
Yeah.
Just let the vibe and hear other people kind of go, right, you've got to come check this band out.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing as well. So
And I presume with the wristband, I think you did say this, so apologies if you did, you can just go from one to the other and spend the whole day just popping in and seeing bands. Yeah.
Exactly. Which is that.
Brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, because it may happen that you may not like a particular band that you're listening to, and you'll think, well, okay, I want to go off to the Wedgwood Rooms or go somewhere else. You've got that flexibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The freedom. You don't have to stay in one venue. You can just go from anywhere to anywhere.
That's cool. And that's how I met Luna Rossa, because I went in there randomly and I thought they were an amazing band. They were from Northampton.
Yeah.
And I thought they were really, really good.
Yeah,
great band. But is it nice? It's nice that although it's a South Coast festival and you've got people that are local, you know, musicians and bands, you know, you are pulling bands in that are unsigned from other parts of the country, aren't you?
Yeah definitely. Yes, yeah, so our predominant percentage of bands are from the South Coast, but yeah, like you said, we do branch out and bring others in. You know, Marassa Molasses, the headliners from Deco, they're from Reading. Arcs, they're from Brighton. So yeah, there's a few bands from London coming down as well. So yeah, we do like to broaden it out a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. So what advice would you give to someone coming to Icebreaker for the first time? What would be your top advice then, Mike? Top
like
tip.
Like myself, I need to know. Right,
so,
like I've not
yeah,
been.
So when John does come to Icebreaker Festival, it's just, I think it's very cliche, but enjoy it. Have an open mind about who to go and watch. So you know a band could be setting up and you think, should I watch them? Just go with it. Let you just, you know, remain open minded about everything, because you may find like your next favorite band there. If I was a punter going to Icebreaker, I wouldn't know where to start in terms of the lineup or who to go and watch. It's a very tough choice, you know, but that's the beauty of our festival, is that it's you are spoiled for choice. So I think the main tip is to enjoy it, embrace it, and remain open-minded about whoever you're going to watch.
I know it depends very much on, you know, what kind of music you like, etc. But do you have any sort of up and coming, really exciting bands that maybe someone hasn't heard about? You mentioned the headliners, but what about the rest? Is there someone that you would recommend, or a couple?
All of them.
All of them.
it's a really tough question.
Depends on your taste, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
And you don't have favourites, I suppose.
It's a question that we get asked year on year, and it's a hard one to answer, because, you know, we've selected these bands to come and play that have applied because of how good they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at my screen above you and looking at the lineup, and
give us a selection.
Right. I'm going to do it by random, so I'm not.
Yes, random. No favourites.
So no favourites. This is not me being open minded to everyone. Yep. So I mean, I'll give you three. Yeah. So it's tough, isn't it? So Libra for one. They're at the one-eyed dog just before Bash, who are the headliners in that venue.
What kind of music do they play, Mark?
I think the word to use them is just energetic, loud, and amazing. Just
wow!
They played for us. They played on the Castle stage of Victorious 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could hear them from where I was.
Really?
And I was behind the stage at the end of the festival. So, incredible band. Let's have a look at some others. We've got a band. We've got Fake Empire.
Yes, local. I've seen them play. Yeah, they supported Halan. Do you know what, John? They're really like an 80s. They sound 80s. They sound very much like Joy Division. They've got that twang. Okay. You would like them, I think.
Yeah.
Very good. Honest, John, I'd recommend them now.
They are cool. Well, and they're not young, though. When I met them, I thought, they've been going since the 80s. But then I spoke to the lead singer and he was like, no, we've got our album just coming out. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really cool. I thought that was actually a lovely thing.
Well their first show was at Icebreaker. Their first ever show was at Icebreaker.
First ever live show was,
I think it was 2018. And they played at what is now Back to the Belgrade, which was used to be called Acapulco. They were first on that day, and now they headlined one of the stages in 2020, and now they're on the Wedding Room. So that's them as well. I'll give you another random one. I'll give you Tash Hills, who's playing in the Vaults.
Okay.
She's got an incredible voice, and she's backed up with this amazing band of hers. I fully recommend going and seeing her, but I'd recommend like everyone else. But she's incredible as well.
We're not going to make you sweat anymore, Mark. No, we're not going to put you through that. Yeah, I apologise.
I've got a radio interview on this week. I've got to take some tracks of me. Again, I might have to put all the names in the pot and just pick.
I was going to say that. Put them all into a hat. Yes. Yeah. So other bands are available. This is based on Mike's taste, and it's not because anyone is better than the other. So there's your disclaimer. So that is fine.
So there you've said that bands the way that John said it was brilliant. And what I was going to ask you was, is there any band that you've seen over the last 7 years that, you didn't expect to blow you away, and that, a band that, you really became to love a great deal? Is there anything that really stood out for you? That's what I was going to ask.
So, like we just spoke about, Fake Empire were one of them, from 2018 to now, they've grown and become incredible unit as a band. Halen as well, same as them. Even bands that are not playing, there's bands that we put on at Icebreaker who become one of my favorite bands. There's a band, I don't know if you know, they're not together anymore, but they're called Belly Ice Mile. They played in our first two Icebreakers, and they were an incredible band, like incredible live band, and they just blow you away every time. There's bands that have played, there's a band from Northampton called Sarpa Selpa, who have played for us, and they're playing at South by Southwest in Texas this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, they're taking off and brilliant. And it's good, that's incredible to see. Wildfront, who play on main stage at Isle of Wight Festival, who headlined for us in 2019. So, yeah, and there's so many up-and-coming bands and bands who just...
Isn't it great when you discover a new band? I don't think there's anything that can beat it. One you really have never, even a genre of music, a type of music, and you discover them, and it changes the way you think about what you like in music.
100%.
And that's, you can't beat that. I think it's incredible. So we've got some... As Lou has titled them on this bit of paper in front of me, silly questions, Mike. Yeah, are you averse to a silly question?
I am, yeah, no, I'm all ears. Yeah.
You know. So go on then, Lou. You can have the one that I wanted because you did it. So go on, kick off with that.
Well, I mean, what I was going to ask was, what do you prefer, crisps or nuts? It's just a very simple one. But when you're on a Friday night, we always have this, me and my husband, we say, well, you know, we're probably not going to do any snacks. It's going to be really good. And then we'll be like, oh, we need snacks. Yeah. We need crisps. We need nuts.
At the last minute as well, where you can't bother to go to the shop when you were there earlier. But yeah, I get that. I'm saying as well. But for me, it's crisps.
Yeah.
Nice one. I think I'm with you on that, actually.
Any particular brand?
Although I do
brand?
Like a combo mix.
Particular brand.
Oh. That's advertising. We don't do that on here. Although I have said Hofmeister's.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Skips, one of my favourites.
Oh, really? There's a.
Yeah, I would know. Yeah, that is cool.
Or Frazzles.
Scampi fries a week ago. I've not had those for a long, long time. So,
yeah.
Well, no, and where does that fit? Is it a crisp or what is it? Is a scampi fry a crisp? Yeah. Is it strictly a crisp?
I don't think so.
Oh, we cover such diverse subjects on this podcast. Okay. The next one then. What song would you likely listen to while you're in the shower or even sing along to?
Again, this is a tough one. Mm-hmm. Song to sing along in the shower. Well, my preferred genre, the music that I personally listen to away from the local stuff, I'm a big heavy metal fan.
Right.
Yeah.
So probably anything from Slipknot or Metallica. Anything like that, or if the kids have got something on in the background, I might have to sing along to that because it's on, you know, like they're watching.
Kuna Matata would be
yeah, that's a good
Disney
one.
In the shower, you can't go wrong, can you?
Yeah,
no, bare necessities. Yeah, what about you, Lou?
It just depends on the weather and what songs I'm listening to. I listen to songs all the time. I kind of, you know, I've got my genre. I really like indie rock. Yeah. What I was going to say about, I don't know if you've had Crystal Tides at Icebreaker, yeah. But they are one of my favourite local bands at the minute. And they've just got signed. So I'm really pleased.
They can't go then, can they? If they're signed, then they can't be part of it. So.
No.
Yeah, they headlined the last one we did at the
Wedge. Oh, and I love them.
Brilliant bands. And yeah, I mean, congratulations to them on their amazing news this week, wasn't it? It got released.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so proud of them because Billy's been around for a long time in the scene. And, you know, he deserves it as well as much as the rest of them. And yeah, I mean, really pleased for them.
I just can't wait to go and watch them play because there's been a couple of times when I wanted to go but they were just a bit too far out, you know, they'd gone to Brighton and whatever, so it'd be nice to see them come back locally maybe and play a bit more. I was gonna ask you, what about your children then, because you're really heavily influenced in the music industry with music and everything. Do you get your kids to listen to music? Do you say listen to this?
Yeah, sometimes they don't. Most of the time they don't like it, but, you know, again, the heavier side of things. So my two, I've got two daughters and our third one's on the way as well. But
congratulations.
Thank you very much. He's a boy, so I've got a bit of hope. my eldest daughter prefers the more mainstream stuff, so... You know, the pop and all that. So my youngest will listen to that as well, but she sometimes like what I'm putting on, so which is kind of a nice balance for me. I do listen to a lot of things as well as the local stuff as well. They actually, my eldest daughter really likes Arx, who are headlining the Fat Fox.
The Fox now. Wow!
I put one of their singles on, and she really liked it. So my eldest is a fan of Arx.
Drag her along then? Will you take her along there to go and watch them play?
My eldest is almost 9 and my youngest is 4, so when they're old enough they'll probably I'll get them to work at Icebreaker rather than taking them to and also because my eldest has also started drumming as well, because where I'm a drummer
brilliant.
So she's, you know, going through that, and yeah, it'd be amazing. So it'd be amazing in 10 years' time if we're still going, that she can
come play along. She's got that in her blood.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Mike, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much. And before you go, just let everyone else know how they get hold of tickets, where do they go for information, that kind of stuff.
So in advance, if you want a ticket, you go to icebreakerfestival.com and you buy a ticket from there. It's only available on the website, so no physical tickets this year because of COVID. It's £15 in advance. On the day, it's subject to availability. We will have some tickets at the Vaults. So the Beer Vaults is our ticket office, and they will be available for £20 on the day price. So come along. It's gonna, it's gonna be great. It'd be great. It feels like it's gonna be a celebration of coming out of the last 2 years as well.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Because it's the first, especially around here. We had a Psych Fest last year, but in terms of how we do it, and it's gonna be amazing to come back and do it. So we're really chuffed that we were able to do this.
Yeah.
And we hope that everyone enjoys it as much as we do. So
let's hope for a sellout.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you what about crisps or nuts for you? Answer the question.
I've been known to mix them. I've been known to have crisps and nuts together. My brand of crisps is Walkers every time. That's my favourite brand. And nuts, I'll take them as they come. Yeah, Lou?
Yeah, well, I love both. I will sort of pistachio nuts are quite like, because I feel a bit like a squirrel. You've got to take the shell off, you've got to get them.
It's a workout and a snack.
Staring around, looking around, who's got my nuts? But then, I won't have nuts and crisps together. So it'll either be in the mood for nuts or crisps, but I love both. So
Fair enough.
My downfall.
On that note, Lou will not mix her crisps and nuts. I think we can't get any better. So yes, very important. Thanks again, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Best of luck. Okay, bye.